passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Alice Grist was on a search for enlightenment, and as part of that quest, she tried a wide variety of spiritual practices. Her findings are detailed in her book, The High-Heeled Guide to Enlightenment.
Personally, I like to see the similarity in some respects, in that, you know, if you're going to have a spiritual belief, whether it's Buddhism or Kabbalah or spiritualism or Christianity or whatever it may be, you know, you're believing in something other than your own life, your own existence. And no matter what that is or what form it comes in, I think it can really help improve your life and help make you a better person and improve the lives of people around you. So yes, there might be, you know, a myriad of differences between each individual faith, but I do believe that they're all just different interpretations of the same thing at the end of the day.
And how relevant do you think these are today in the 21st century?
I think they're a lot more relevant than we give it credit for. You know, when I sort of started to indulge in them, I began to realise how relevant they are. I think we're living in a very consumer-orientated, materialistic-driven society, which is causing a lot more harm, I think, than good. That might be on an individual level because you become addicted to dresses or shoes, or it might be on a more environmental level because the mass consumption that's going on is incredibly bad for the planet. And we're all kind of a little bit ignorant, I think, to the things that go on around us. For example, in the meat industry, there's so many different things that are a little bit irksome about the world. And I think that digging down into your own spirituality forces you to look external to yourself, because there's no good sitting on a big spiritual pedestal and thinking, oh, I'm spiritual, I'm therefore, you know, more important, or I'm more aware, whilst watching the world turn to rubbish around you. And I think it really helps focus a person, not only their own inner self, but the things that are external to them that they can improve.
But how compatible do you think it really is with the 21st century? Because we do live in a material world and we have to earn money, and that's the way the kind of the world works. Rightly or wrongly is irrelevant. That is the way that it works. And yet lots of people would say that spirituality and earning money are not necessarily something that can go hand in hand together. From your experience of looking at the different traditions, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where people are coming from, but we can't all be Buddhist monks, can we? The world wouldn't turn, basically. I think we have to, you know, accept that we have to earn money. We live in the world that we do live in, but, you know, there's no reason to not try to change it a little bit, you know, or perhaps be happy with a little bit less if that benefits our own soul and the environment and the people around us. Then I don't think there's any harm in that. And, you know, we've perhaps got a long way to go, and I'm not for any moment suggesting that we should all go off and become hermits and, you know, sort of read our spiritual books constantly. But I do believe that you can sort of introduce spirituality into a very modern life, and as a result that might alter your modern life a little bit, but I think that's part of the spiritual growth and personal growth.
And if it is something that you say you want to introduce into a modern life, what do you think is a good way of starting that?
Reading, I guess. There's so many different books out there. There's also like thousands of resources on the internet, things like that. It might be that you read a book such as mine that has a number of different types of faiths and things in there to give you an idea, and then take it further from there. You know, find a local Buddhist meeting point, or go to yoga, take a meditation course. I think there's lots of little mini ways you can introduce it without having to go full throttle in the first instance.
And from your point of view, sort of maybe dabbling a little bit in the beginning and then sort of, you know, deciding what direction you're going to go into, what difference has it made for your life?
Oh, well, huge difference. I'm so much happier. I think that's the most important thing. And I think, you know, once you're happier, then you can take your life forward in all kinds of interesting ways and hopefully help the people around you as well. I guess I know myself a lot more. I've changed the way I am as a person. And then I guess that leads into, you know, like I said, you don't want to sit on a spiritual pedestal thinking, oh, I'm very happy, and, you know, isn't my life lovely? You want to start thinking about the bigger scheme of things.
And in terms of your life, is it something that is just maybe a different way in which you think now, or actually do you have particular practices that you do? In other words, if I were to sort of somehow watch your life on a TV screen, would I notice that you were doing something spiritual?
I think for the most part of my life, you would see me living a very normal day-to-day life, because it is very much internal. It's how I feel on the inside. It's the way I think. It's the way I interpret situations. It's the way I interpret my own emotions, my own thoughts. But yeah, you'd see me doing some spiritual stuff as well. I might get my tarot cards out, or my angel cards, or I might meditate. I might do a bit of yoga.
And how important do you think those actual physical practices are in terms of bringing spirituality into your life? Do you have to have some kind of, I don't know, a ritual or something like that, which helps sort of ground it into your life?
Yeah, I do actually find that. I mean, when I first finished the book, I'd spent so long absolutely immersed in this spiritual world that I was kind of glad to come back to humanity, and I kind of sort of stopped for a couple of months, and I really did miss it. I wasn't really doing anything. I was still thinking in a different way and thinking spiritually, but I wasn't actually doing anything. That was a bit of a pity. And so I started doing it again, picked up on my Reiki again and the various different practices you do with that, and my tarot cards and my meditation and all that kind of thing. And I do think it's important to have something, no matter how small, just to ground it into everyday life.
That's Alice Grist, author of The High-Heeled Guide to Enlightenment.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.